Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing tefillin story, and it goes like this. There was a big tax expert who lived in London. We'll call him Dave. Dave the tax expert. That was his business. His business was doing taxes for people, helping people deal with their tax situations. He lived in London. And at a certain point in his life, he began to get close to Chabad. He began to learn Chabad Chassidus and get close to Chabad rabbis and actually visit the Rebbe and so forth. And one of his friends, who was not involved in Chabad, said, "Dave, what is this about a tefillin campaign? Why is it that the Rebbe wants to do a campaign to get everybody to put on tefillin? Why tefillin? Of all mitzvahs, there's lots of mitzvahs that the Rebbe could have picked out to help Jews get closer to Torah and mitzvahs. Why did he pick out tefillin?" But Dave said, "I don't know." So they said, "Well, why don't you ask him? Next time you're in Crown Heights, and next time you have a chance to speak to the Rebbe, ask him, why did he pick out tefillin?" "Okay," said Dave. The next time that he was in New York and he had an opportunity to have yechidus with the Rebbe, to have a private audience, private meeting with the Rebbe, he asked the Rebbe the reason why he picked out tefillin for the campaign. Of all the mitzvahs, why did he pick out tefillin to make a campaign about? Now, tefillin is one of the mitzvah campaigns. There's actually about 10 of them, including kosher and mezuzah, Avos Yisrael, loving your fellow Jew, learning Torah, there's many. But in particular, one of them is tefillin. So the Rebbe said, "Because when a Jew at the Kosel in Yerushalayim is inspired to put on tefillin, and he meets another Jew in Miami, then he'll be able to put on tefillin." So Dave didn't really quite understand this reason. How is that a reason for picking out tefillin for a whole mitzvah campaign? But he didn't want to question the Rebbe. He already felt a little bit embarrassed asking the Rebbe the reason why he did the mitzvah campaign of tefillin. So he accepted it. And when he went back to London, he told his friends, "This is the reason the Rebbe told me, because when a Jew at the Kosel gets inspired to put on tefillin, he can then put on tefillin with a Jew in Miami." Okay. They didn't understand the answer, but that was the answer. 7 years later, this tax expert, Dave, was in Miami. And he was there because he had a meeting with a very important client. And it was a big amount of money involved and taxes. And he was the expert. And there was a meeting of several people. And it came lunchtime. And so people there at the meeting were not necessarily Jewish, although we'll soon see that one of them was Jewish. And they said, "Okay, let's order some food." And they ordered some food from a non-kosher restaurant. And they noticed that Dave had left at that point. So the question was asked, where was he? Oh, so somebody who knew Dave said, "Well, that's because he's Jewish and he doesn't eat this kind of food. He eats only kosher food. So he brought his own kosher food and he went to get his kosher food." So one of the other people at the meeting said, "Well, I'm Jewish and, you know, I eat the regular food over here." So a few minutes later, Dave came back in the room and the Jewish man said, "Why did you have to leave? You know, I'm also Jewish and I eat this food." So Dave had a discussion with him. And during the discussion, he said, "Listen, would you like to put on tefillin? I have a pair of tefillin here." And the man said, "Yes, actually, I would like to put on tefillin." And so Dave put on tefillin with him. And after he put on tefillin, he said, "Why is it that you decide all of a sudden to put on tefillin? Most people, it's not so easy when I ask them to put on tefillin. They don't necessarily always want to do it." And he said, "Because A few weeks ago, I was at the Kotel in Jerusalem. And since I was there, I got very inspired. I saw people put on tefillin, and I got inspired. I decided that at some point I would put on tefillin. And here you are a few weeks later, here at this meeting in Miami, and you asked me to put on tefillin. So, of course, I put on tefillin. So what do we see from this story? That the Rebbe prophesized 7 years in advance why the mitzvah of tefillin, why the campaign to put on tefillin. Of course, there's thousands and thousands and tens of thousands maybe, and probably hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people that have put on tefillin since the campaign began. And I don't think we could say that it's all for this one person. However, apparently, it's only because of the mitzvah of tefillin that this person was able to get connected in this way. And just like the Rebbe said, because a Jew at the Kotel will get inspired to put on tefillin, and then when he meets somebody in Miami, he'll put them on, it came true 7 years later. So we see that all of the mitzvah campaigns have a very, very deep reason behind them. They're chosen out for reasons that we might understand, we might not understand. But the point is that through these campaigns, most probably millions of Jewish people have come closer to Judaism. Now, what does it mean coming closer to Judaism? Is one mitzvah closer to Judaism? And of course it is. One mitzvah is one mitzvah, even if a person only does one mitzvah in their whole life. But that mitzvah is very important. And besides that, in most cases, the person who does a mitzvah, as it says in Pirkei Avos, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. One mitzvah pulls another one along behind it. One day the person puts on tefillin, and a few weeks later, maybe that person will make a kosher eating choice. And maybe a few weeks later, that person will put up a mezuzah. And maybe sometime later, that person will go to shul. And so forth and so on, little by little. And this is how people become close to Judaism. But of course, it all has to be in a very positive way. Never regret, or if you don't do this, you're going to get punished, chas v'shalom. But always in a positive way. Because a Jew, even if he doesn't do any mitzvahs, or she doesn't do any mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, but even if they don't, they are already a Jew, which is connected to with Hashem, descended from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they were already on a very high level, very, very close to Hashem, even if they don't reveal it through Torah and mitzvahs. With that, I would like to go over to the Beis HaMikdash and share with you a halacha about the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there were torches that were used sometimes, and these torches were used in order to check up on the guards, the honor guards that kept guard in the Beis HaMikdash at 21 places, the Levium and 3 places, the Kohanim. And also they were used sometimes daily, to check in the Beis HaMikdash first thing in the morning to make sure that everything was exactly right and prepared for the day's avodah, for the day's service. And so the Rambam tells us that on Shabbos, they would not actually carry the torches. They would instead place them on the wall at various points. And the reason for that is because there's a rule of the Chachamim not to carry a torch on Shabbos. It's muktzah. Now, generally speaking, Shavuos, a rule of the Chachamim to protect us from doing another avera, such as putting out the torch, is not necessary to do in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is such a holy place that people are able to be reminded constantly to be careful. And therefore, if it's something like carrying a torch, which may lead to torch going out, that's something we have to be concerned about in our homes or other places. But in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's a higher awareness of being careful in Torah and mitzvahs, it's not necessary. Another example of that, by the way, is on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, our Chachamim said not to blow the shofar because maybe somebody would carry it in the Rishus Rabim, in the public area. That's called the Shavuos. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no such rule. So in the Beis HaMikdash, the shofar could be blown on Rosh Hashanah when it falls down on Shabbos. So the question is, why did the torches have to be hung on the wall instead of being carried on Shabbos, since it's a Shavuos, and not necessary to be concerned about a Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash? The Rebbe answers, because although it's true that one doesn't have to be concerned about a Shavuos, a ruling like this of the sages, which is to protect us from doing an avera, a prohibition, chas v'shalom, not necessary, and they could have really carried the torches, but the torches are part of the honor of the Beis HaMikdash, either to check on the guards that they are doing their job, or to check and make sure that everything is ready in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's all part of the honor of the Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes to honoring the Beis HaMikdash, we don't want to take a heter. We don't want to take a leniency. We want to do everything right. And therefore, although the Jewish people could have been carrying the torches, the Kohanim, Levim, they could have been carrying the torches, but they specifically, on Shabbos, hung them on the wall in order not to take a shortcut, not to take a leniency, but to be extra careful with Torah mitzvahs, even in the Beis HaMikdash, where they could have been lenient in this respect. And so too, all of us should get involved in learning about the Beis HaMikdash. The few days left before Tisha B'Av, it's very, very important to try to learn as much as we can about the Beis HaMikdash, and this will help to build the Beis HaMikdash. May it happen immediately, if not sooner, especially through our learning, our mitzvahs, our good deeds, learning about Mashiach and Geula, especially about the Beis HaMikdash during this time. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.